you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And I thought about, you know, what Vita was sharing, because when she called me back and let me know she was back in town, and I was having just like a real one of those days, you know, I just felt like crap.
How'd you really feel?
I felt like crap. And but when like crap. By the time I just like, and you know, the sad part about it, it wasn't even 10 o'clock in the morning. I was like, oh boy. So anyway, she started speaking the word. I was just inquiring about her trip, and I was sincere. I was so blessed for her. I've known Vita a long time. I know her wonderful example as a woman of God, a believer. She's tremendous. She's just dynamic in every sense of the word, and she was just sharing some things. And I thought about it in the word, where it talks about that God never tires of our inability to be perfect. You know, His grace is always there. And you know, I think what you're on with the show with Donnie, I was just thinking that it's so wonderful to be a part of the body of Christ. You know, it's so wonderful that God sees everything, no matter what. And just that sometimes you kind of say, what, God, I know you're there, but what's going on? You get a call from a believer. And, you know, all you guys know, of course, you know, the love that we have one for another, but you definitely know the love that I have for my brother Donnie and him. We just were like married, you know, almost.
Oh, <really? laughs> yeah.
You didn't tell Patty? No.
Come on out, huh?
No, wait a minute. We
finally admit it.
We got married in 1978.
Did you notice the outfits? The matching outfits?
I was thinking, I was just so blessed, because what I'm trying to say is that the full believer, we always just build each other up. You know, we do, you know, and I know that, you know, things sometimes may seem like it's not a good day, but we always have a reference point. We always have a source to go to. And it's like Patty was saying, stuff we do, sometimes you get to the point where you want to just itemize, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I need to do. Patty's too busy, Donnie's too busy, Alice is too busy and stuff. And the greatness of it, when you see the power of God work, the people, the willingness to give, the willingness to share, the willingness to just get outside. Sometimes it's just a phone call. God bless you, how you doing? You know, because whenever I get that phone call, or when I call a believer, I know that I've got a faith for soundness. You know, I mean, I got a lot of people that around me sometimes are just idiots, you know, and the way they think, and the world's way. But when you go to a true standing believer that have something to give, and we have something to give with this, the accuracy of God's word. We don't have to, because God's word never changes. It's always the same. It's not going to change tomorrow. It's not going to, you know, I work with a couple of, seem like it's a million of them, but a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses. And it's just like, they're just, you know, sometimes it's people that doctrine, every 2-3 years, a new Bible come out with a new set of rules and stuff. And I just thank God that God's word is the same and it never changes. And then when you have the benefit of having a believer, brother, sister in Christ there to talk to remind you, because that's what's good. You know, you kid yourself, you're not always going to be thinking the word. Wow. You know, but when you've got someone there, when I'm not thinking it, Donnie's thinking it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a great source. That's a great source of encouragement. So I just want to share that. I just think that one thing that saying it, when these guys came back from India, they said that they saw over there, particularly I remember Patty was sharing her heart, just a respect that they have one for another. Mm-hmm. And it's not pseudo, it's not pretense, it's just a genuine respect and love. And I think that's vital. We may not have thousands of believers right now, but they're coming, you know, because God is going to do, He's going to bring them forth. But within the family of God, and from what I said up here, and I look out and see and stuff, this is a sweet fellowship. Mm-hmm. It's a tremendous fellowship, because the pretense is not there. It's just people that love God. Yes, some of us don't have hair, some of us do have hair. Some of us have moles, some of us don't have moles, but that's okay. It's okay, because it still is Jesus Christ. He epitomized just the sharing of God. He demonstrated, he showed God, he revealed God. And we look, we mimic what he did. We look at his example. It's like what Elaine was sharing on her job. Just be the example. You know, yeah, you can get down, but after a while you have to get over yourself. You know, because if you don't, it's that to not to get over yourself to say that God can't do it. God can. God can't, he can. So I just wanted to share that. I just think that I look forward to every time that I fellowship with you guys. I honestly do. I lift you every day. I thank God for your lives. I think that's important. And I have tremendous amount of respect and love for you because you're heavenly holiness and God called us to do that. So I think that's important.
Amen.
I just want to share that. And I love you and I'll hug you after fellowship. Got no problem touching. For real.
Wonderful. Great. Thanks, Wallace.
You're welcome, brother. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I was raised in a like half Italian family, and they hug a lot. They slap a lot too. Hey, wait. Hey. Oh, that's wonderful. Look at look at Matthew 5, please. A little bit of the word before we break bread together. Or do whatever you need to do. Matthew 5, please. It's a great verse. So many great things that the Lord Jesus Christ said. And this is, of course, you know, you can't, they're all on a lateral plane. They're not numbered like this. You know, wherever the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, whatever he said, they're all of equal importance to someone, somewhere, at some time. Because it's all the Word of God. You know, he did what God desired for him to do, what God's will was for him to do. Here's a great verse right here. Chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness, for they shall be filled." You know, they're blessed because they will be filled. You know, anyone who desires the things of God and really earnestly desires them shall be filled. You know, that's a tremendous, tremendous promise. And I believe that every human being, every person, every individual has this kind of desire latent within them. You know, whether it be out front, you know, all the time, or whether it be hidden somewhere in there. That every individual has a hunger for the things of God. Every individual at some point in their life desires to know that there is a God who created all of life. They desire to know it. They desire to know him. And they desire, once they know him, to see his power manifest in their life. I believe everybody has that kind of desire. Now, some have been pacified with religion or with clubs or fraternities that, you know, have different things to offer. They've been pacified by those things. Some have been completely tricked away from them, you know, with science or, you know, spiritualism of some kind. You know, but everyone has a desire. Everyone does. Everyone has this hunger and thirst after God's righteousness. And when they do, they shall be filled. You know? And, you know, we see our lives as those who desire to know God and to know what God has to offer. To know him, to really truly know him and to fellowship with him. To see his power manifest in our lives in every detail. You know, in the big things and the little things. You know, like so many people respond, you know, to things like moles falling off your skin as being, you know, that's something that God doesn't have time for. And he's got more important things to do than that. And yet, that is not at all the truth. You know, I, as a father, am concerned about every detail of my children's lives. Every detail. Now, they may not want to tell me every detail. They might want to think that when I'm down there in my man cave, sitting at my desk, you know, that I'm not concerned with them, or that I, you know, I'm doing something that's more important than what they need. And yet that's not at all true. And like we heard in the manifestations today, You know, God cares for us as His children. And we should come to Him as a father, as children to their father, knowing that He's got every ounce of concern for us that He could possibly have. You know, we only fail to quench our thirst and fill our hunger because of our own doubt and unbelief. God has promised to fill, and we are filled because of our Lord Jesus Christ and what He has accomplished. And when we come to this great realization, we come to this great point of knowing God, knowing that He really has created, that He really has done what His Word proclaims He has done. And He has done for each and every one of us what He has promised He would do from the fall of man. He has brought it to pass. And the things that are yet future, He will bring to pass. There is no question about it. And, you know, we are the few. You know, there may be millions and billions of people out in the world, and yet, here we are, a few of us. You know, they're in different pockets, different communities around, just a few that have come to that place that they've been given the drink. They've been given the meal. And yet, for some strange reason, you know, we still hunger, don't we? We still hunger day by day. You know, we may have felt filled yesterday, but we're hungry again. And God continues to fill us day by day. Because that's a day by day requirement of life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To have food today, to have drink today. You know, God desires to prove Himself to us every day. Every single day. You
know? Not just on Monday.
Yeah, not just on Monday. Not just on Sunday mornings. You know, but every day. You know, look at Lamentations chapter 3. You know, why? Why is this kind of a promise? You know, you think of this kind of a promise and you think of, you know, the desire of every human being that's ever lived to know their Creator. Why has He allowed us this great privilege? You know, I think it has to be because of His mercy. It has to be. You know, and of course His grace. I think, you know, mercy and grace sometimes are difficult to separate when it comes to God. You know, mercy being the withholding of righteous judgment and grace being His divine favor to us. You know, they kind of go hand in hand. You know, you never see one without the other, it seems. Because for Him to be gracious to me, I know, He has to withhold some very righteous judgment at any given moment. See? So they kind of go hand in hand. It's this great verse in chapter 3 of Lamentations that I wanted to look at. Verse 22, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." Because His compassions fail not. His compassions. You know, a father is compassionate about his children. You know, a parent, a mother is compassionate about their child. They want to make sure that they have everything that they need. You know, sometimes, you know, we look at our kids and they've done something that's totally against what we've brought them up as believing is right to do. And they do the wrong thing. And yet, that doesn't hold us back from being compassionate. It doesn't hold us back from desiring the best for them. Not if we're sane. You know, if we're insane, yes, I know perhaps some people have some insane family members, parents. But when they're sane, you know, the worst of the worst cannot prohibit you as a parent from desiring the best for your child. The compassion never fails. It never stops. It's always there. You know, and we hear the testimony of God's deliverance like we did this morning. We don't have to go back months or years to remember. We can continue to hear as we continue to seek Him with that hunger and with that thirst. He continues to fill. He continues to answer our every prayer. Isn't that magnificent? Isn't that merciful? To me, it most definitely is. They're new. Verse 23 says, every morning he wakes up and he goes, oh, I'm so tired of being merciful. No, he wakes up every morning as if he needed to sleep. He doesn't. You know, this is a figure of speech, you know, attributing to God human characteristics. You know, he doesn't need to sleep. He's not flesh like we are. He doesn't need to rejuvenate. We do. You know, so we need that sleep. But new every morning. Every morning. The sun rises and God's grace and compassion and mercy are fresh and new for us every day. Regardless of what happened yesterday. That's why we can continue to see Him do great things for us. Today. Now. Man, that is so wonderful to realize. And if I never knew another thing about God, this would fill me. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it? Yeah. Wouldn't it fill you? Yeah. To know that He's merciful. And he didn't use it all up yesterday. Right. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Yes. God's faithful. When Jesus Christ uttered those words, you're blessed if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you will be filled. God has to be faithful to that statement from His only begotten Son. He's faithful to it. And it takes mercy to fulfill that. It takes that. But we can thank God that we have it. And every generation has desired these things. Every place at every time, men and women who have ever drawn breath have desired this. And God has proved His mercy, you know, right from the start. You know, well, you can't stay in the garden, but, you know, I'll take care of the problem. You know, now get out there and work for a while. I'll get busy on the redemption part. You just keep yourselves busy. Not here in the garden. Sorry, can't stay here. Right from the start. God showed His mercy. And He continues to do that. He continues. Look at Psalm 103. Psalm 103. These great psalm that we come to many times in our thinking. Right? It says in verse 8, the Lord is merciful. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He doesn't run out. He's got plenty of it. Plenty of it. He will not always chide. And that's, you know, to contend against or to make complaints against. You know, He will not always chide. Neither will He keep His anger forever. You know, why do you think God felt about Adam and Eve? How do you think He felt? He set them up in a paradise. He set them up. He said, this is the perfect environment for you. Adam, I don't want you to be alone. I'm going to make the perfect companion for you. A woman. Yeah. Perfect companion. Right? And now, here you just tend to the garden. It's not work, you tend it. You know? No sweat. This is the perfect place. See? How do you think He felt? He set them up perfect. And they said, I know what you said, but I think I'd like to try this other thing that you said don't do. You know? So they disobeyed. How do you think He felt? He was a little irritated. He might have been a little angry. He might have had a few complaints to level against His creation. And He did. You know, but He handled it righteously. You know, He had some complaints against freedom of will. But He handled it righteously. Right? Yeah, well, there will be a day when He will have no more complaints. He can't stay angry forever because He already made the solution. You know? He already figured out the sin problem by His mercy. He could have just scrapped the whole thing and started over, couldn't He? Yeah. He's the one that can do that. He created it. He could have just said, let there be nothing. Just as easily as he said, let there be light. But he's merciful. He said, that's too extreme. I'm going to fix it. And they're going to love me even more. At least that's how I think, you know. But how gracious is our God? How merciful is he? See? It says, verse 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins. He hasn't. Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's not our God. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him, respect him, have awe for him. Because those who hunger and thirst after his righteousness shall be filled. And it's just an awesome thing. It is just a truly awesome thing. And the more we respect him for not dealing with us according to our iniquities and not treating us according to our sins, the more he blesses. See? The more awe we have for him for being so gracious and merciful, the more he pours it on. From the great things to the little things. He just does it. You know? And what limits it? Only us. Only us saying, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Everybody's walking away from our practice. Because nobody likes the guy that's here. Well, God's got to bless that place just for you.
That's right.
He's got to carry out his promises. And he'll do it because he's merciful. He's gracious. Every morning. New and fresh. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. And I've always loved that. That figure of speech. As far as the east is from the west. It's so far. You know. It just way, way, way. Keep going. Just keep going. You know, they didn't realize the nature of the earth, the planet earth back then. Only God did. You know, they were still involved in earth being this flat plane. They didn't know anything about the globe. And yet, you know, a perfect illustration. You know, as far as the north is from the south, so far as there's a distance there. There's a distance there. You keep going north long enough, you're going to start going south. That's where north meets south. Where east meets west, doesn't meet. You know? What a perfect word to illustrate how far he's removed it from us. He has separated us totally from our shortcomings. He treats us as his righteous ones, as his children who can do no wrong. Right? Isn't that what a parent looks at their children and, my child can do no wrong. And then the neighbor lady comes and says, oh yeah, I think he can. And you're still going, nah, no. Why not my Johnny? And that's our God, how he treats us. You know, he's so far removed from our shortcomings. He just treats us with his mercy and his grace. Not according to the shortcomings of our flesh. That's mercy. And that, to see that and to learn that day by day is to truly be filled. You know? To drink of the fountain of living waters. You know? Not the broken cisterns that hold no water. Because no matter how much water you fit in a cistern, it's still going to run out. But our God is a fountain. You know, he forever fills us and keeps us quenched. You know, he is the reason that we have so much to be thankful for. Look at Psalm 36. This is another great psalm. Psalm 36. says in verse 5, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds." You know, that's our God. That's our Heavenly Father. You know, boy, to know Him is to fill it up. You know, His mercy is in the heavens. It's faithfulness. His faithfulness is under the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, Thou preservest man and beast. You're the one that keeps this whole thing going. God is. How excellent, verse 7 says, is Thy loving kindness. How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. You know, that's why we trust God, because we see His mercy day by day. We understand what His Word says of His greatness. He is great. And His mercy is so huge. It's all throughout the heavens. His faithfulness is under the clouds. It's all over. It's all around. Whenever we need it, it's there for us. And we need it. Verse 8 says, they, the ones that put their trust in the shadow, under the shadow of Thy wings. You know, another great figure of speech. They shall be abundantly satisfied. Abundantly satisfied. With the fatness of Thy house. And it's not P-H-A-T. It's... That's fat, baby. Do you like that? It's the fatness. Oh boy. Sometimes I amuse myself real well. And it says, you know, we'll be abundantly satisfied the fatness of His house, the abundance that's there, the bigness of it. And Thou shalt make them drink of the river of Thy pleasures. You know, the things that we have because we know a little bit about our Heavenly Father. Boy, how blessed our lives can be. You know, for Thee, verse 9 says, what is the fountain of life? That's the fountain of life. In Thy light shall we see light. You know, now that's a pretty big deal there. In Thy light, we'll see light. That's what real light is. See? And we will have no problem in making our way around. See? You know, God has blessed our lives so incredibly because of His mercy. You know, not because of our goodness. All we do is put our trust in Him. And we see such great things. You know? We see such great things. We see people handing envelopes of money to you when you need it. You see people, you know, giving you jobs that you didn't even think, you know, well, gee whiz, God, you know, all I want is a job, you know. And meanwhile, He's saying, no, you don't want just a job, my son, because you're better than that. Yes. They give you a job, all right. They give you a little bit more than you asked for. You know? And, you know, from what seems to be things that we have to appropriate for ourselves, you know, to the miraculous that we know we can do nothing about, like hiatal hernias and you know, physical deliverance that we need. You know, God is there for us because of His mercy, because He cares for us, because He has so much compassion for His children. You know, we should never, ever let that truth slip from our conscious thinking. You know, that we can come before God, God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and look to Him and say, in the light of His presence, Abba, Father. Father, I love You. And I know You love me. Here's what I desire. Here is what I need. And expect Him to say, all right. I was just waiting for You to get specific. Thanks for the clarity. As if I didn't know. He knows even before we ask. He's just waiting. Because when we ask, that's when we truly have trust in him. Realizing that it's no longer what we can do for ourselves, but it's what he will do for us because of his mercy and his grace. You know, let's joy and rejoice in that and be blessed to know that the God of all creation is our Heavenly Father and he cares for us. You know, let's go and let's proclaim it from the rooftops. Let's show people that if they really do hunger and thirst, that they have a God that will fill them. The true God, the one true God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, will fill them as he has filled us. So we have so much to be thankful for. You know, so much to share one with another. You know, this is the grace that we share one with another. And we praise God because we see it day by day. And we share it one with another and we say, hey, you know what God did for me yesterday? Man, this was awesome. Ah, praise God. Yes. Praise God for his mercy. Because without it, we'd really, oh man, we'd be in the soup. But we're not. Because God is good. It's just something to remember. Father, we're truly thankful for your blessings, thankful for your mercy that's new every morning. We're thankful, Father, that you have blessed us with blessings that far exceed anything that we could have expected. And we're grateful, God, that it's by your mercy and your grace. We're grateful to be your children, to be born again of your Spirit, and to know that not only are you our Heavenly Father, but that you have invited us to sit together with you. We're thankful for all that you've done for each of us because we've just simply trusted what your Word says about your only begotten Son. We trust you that he did do the things that he is written of him that he did, and that he did give his life for each of us, and that because of that, we have all that we have. Thank you, Father, for empowering us, for strengthening us, for doing as your word says, for us to be able to mount up as wings with wings as eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Father, thank you for strengthening our every step. Thank you for continuing to bring us people who hunger as much as we hunger. Thank you, Father, for opening doors of utterance, for allowing us the privilege to bring your deliverance to people in the name of Jesus Christ and to see great signs, miracles, and wonders as we remember first and foremost your tremendous mercy, not only to us, but to each and every one who draws breath. Thank you, Father, that we can be the lights of the world, that we can proclaim the truth of your word and make known you, the one true God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.